In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning and welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. The time is now 8:08 and I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson. And I am so glad we have yet another special guest in the studio with us. Please help me welcome Ms. Amber with MWR. Amber, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much. And so to get us started, because I know we've got a whole lot to cover when it comes to the world of MWR, is our question of the day.
Yes,
so we've asked the question, what is the scariest movie you've seen and what made it so scary?
Okay, I was going to say I don't really watch scary movies anymore, but when I was younger, I used to watch some. So I would say probably The Exorcist, because I was really young when I watched it.
Oh, that's a good one.
And so like the head spinning thing just really got me. It's really, really scary.
It's one of those things where somebody will say something about a movie and I'm like, man, that was a really good movie. I should have thought about that. And then they tell me exactly why it was scary. And I'm like, oh, man, that's right. That really was scary. That is a good one. I'd have to say, I think for me, it was Paranormal Activity. Pretty sure it was 3 when the lady was sitting in the kitchen. And then out of nowhere, all of the cabinets just exploded. My stomach dropped immediately when that happened. Yep, that was probably the scariest.
See, that's why I don't watch that. Nope. I don't want to see that.
We have got a lot more to cover with Ms. Amber from MWR. When we return, this is 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Welcome back to the studio and for some more of The Morning Buzz. If you are just joining us, we have Ms. Amber from MWR in the studio, and we're going to be talking about the wonderful world of MWR. And to start, I'm seeing that we have the Indoor Rock Wall Belay Certification Class. So yes. Can you give us some details about the class?
Yeah, so we usually do these about once a month. It's normally around the first Wednesday of the month, depending. So we're going to do it this Wednesday, October 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. in the Cave Rock Wall. It's for ages 14 and up. It is $30, but $25 if you are Liberty eligible. Registration deadline is today at Community Recreation. So this class is going to walk you through the steps of belaying a climber. And then to earn your belay certification card, each participant must be able to show the ability to tie knots correctly and safely belay an actual climber.
Look at that. And first, when I saw it, I was like, I need to know what belay is. So is it just really a matter of kind of like harnessing someone alongside you?
Yeah, and keeping track of them, letting them go up. You know, you're basically like holding them, making sure they don't fall down, you know. Like.
There is no greater test of trust than that. That is really something. Yeah. And I do love to, and I've mentioned this so many times, especially when I've spoken with Grace, I love how varied the events are with MWR, especially when they're offering classes such as this, because you've got some pretty adventurous people out there that are interested in things like this, and I think that's pretty remarkable. So
it's a good thing
like
to
that.
Have a good skill.
Yeah. It really is. And one thing that I mentioned to you during the break as well, and this is also something that while it may not be seen as the most extreme or adventurous, this next event, which is the crocheting class, I'm actually kind of interested in, because I like the fact that it almost just kind of slows time, and it also kind of helps you focus in on that mindfulness too. So I really like that. So can you tell us something about the crocheting class?
Yes, well, crochet is back, and we are doing an adult beginner series. So it's going to be 3 classes on Thursdays, October 10th, 17th, and 24th from 4 to 5 p.m. It is for ages 18 and up, and it's $65 for all 3 classes together. So it's the entire series. And you can learn the gentle art of crocheting while a personal coach teaches you how to make the basic crochet stitches. It's like a tongue twister. This class is designed for those with little to no experience, and it, like you said, can calm the mind, increase concentration, and promote mindfulness, which is great. Materials are included for the classes in this series, and it's also a great intro into crochet to be able to join the upcoming Snow Globe Ornament class next month on November 3rd.
Nope.
So, yeah, so if you don't know and you really kind of are like, oh, a Snow Globe Ornament, that's kind of cool. You want to do this first to kind of get into crochet, and then you can do the classes that she's going to be doing later on some projects, which is really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is making your own snow globe? Is that how this works?
Well, it's a snow globe ornament, like crochet ornament.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I'm really interested to see this. I think it's going to be really cool and something fun for like the holidays, and you can put it up on your tree or give it as a gift or something. So
no
more
way.
To follow about that one.
That
I'm
is
excited.
Probably one
yeah.
of the most creative things I've heard in quite some time.
That's
I really,
really
like
cool.
that. That is very cool. Okay. Okay. And in addition to that, there's also another really cool event that's happening as well. What else do we have to look forward to?
So we're doing our No School Global. That's back now. So on our No School Days, such as this Friday, October 11th, Tuesday, October 13th, and Friday, October 25th from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Spare Time Bowling. All ages are welcome to come, and it's just $5 per person. You can enjoy unlimited glow bowling, including shoes and popcorn.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
It really is. It is. And Spare Time Bowling has been quite busy with a lot
yes.
of really creative opportunities for people to get out, enjoy, play games. And for me, that's always been my biggest thing, but I'm not a great bowler. I have to say
Aww,
that.
Well, you just have to come and practice more.
I really do. I do, because I'm tired of being them putting up the kiddie borders when I come along, because that's always been a thing. I'm just, I don't know. For me, the minute I walk in is like immediate gutter ball. Like I'm not good when it comes to bowling. But you're right.
We'll have to work on that. Yeah,
I got
we'll
to practice some more. So I definitely like that. And for those of you tuning in, make sure you continue to keep it here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about more when it comes to the wonderful world of MWR. And welcome back to some more of the Morning Buzz. We're here with Amber from MWR. We've been talking about the belay certification course. For those of you that are interested in crocheting, there's also crocheting classes that are coming available, as well as the No School Global. And now we're going to look a little bit into something vastly different, which is an auto skills maintenance class coming up as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot more with our Auto Skills Center, which is located next to the Auto Port. So we're not the Auto Port, that's next run, but the Auto Skills Center, it's the more of the do-it-yourself. So we're going to have our maintenance class, which is Car Care 101, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
I should probably even take this class. We're going to do it this Saturday, October 12th at 10:30 a.m. It's for ages 16 and up, and it's only $5. You can learn how to check your fluid levels and filters, inspect brakes, change a tire, replace wiper blades, and other regular maintenance techniques to keep your car running efficiently. So this class will be a hands-on instruction on your own vehicle, or you can observe and practice on our demonstration vehicle. No registration is required. You can just stop by.
Nice. I like that. I can appreciate that there is no registration, because if you just want to just kind of roll on through, I absolutely have to have this class.
I think it's a great idea. Everyone should really do
it. I think so, too. I definitely think so. For those of you that are interested, because this is information we put out as well, if you're looking to perform the basic maintenance on your vehicle, but maybe you just don't have the confidence in doing it because you're not used to doing it. You're used to paying someone else mm-hmm. to do it. Here's an opportunity for you to gain those skills. And that way, it's one less thing out of your pocket to have to pay for. So I think courses like this are phenomenal. And actually, speaking of not spending money, actually making a little money, we're talking also about bingo as well. What's going on with bingo?
I would love to make a little money on bingo. As we know, this is my favorite. Bingo is back again this Thursday, October 10th. Doors are going to open at 5 p.m. and bingo starts at 6 p.m. in the MWR chart room. The cost is $25 per person per package, and extra jackpot cards are available for $10 each. Bingo is for ages 18 and up only. No children are allowed. You can try your luck with 9 regular games with a $100 payout each, and a jackpot game that starts at $2,500 and goes up $500 each week that no one wins. Connections Bar will be open during bingo nights as well if you'd like to grab a drink, and that's also where you buy your packages from. And the jackpot this week is $5,000.
I think I better find my way over to bingo.
I'm really hoping. Last week, and I was like, no, how did we not win? But we're going to try again. We'll try again this week.
That is incredible. That is wild. Those numbers. Every time we talk, I think to myself, okay, the max has got to be $2,500. And then you come back with some crazy number, and I'm just like, wow, it is getting wild when it comes to bingo.
Yeah, it's up to $5,000 this week. I've seen it go up to $7,000. And my friend actually won it a few years ago at $7,000, which was insane. I was very jealous.
Unbelievable.
So I feel like it's my turn. I really should.
I think so. Because she's close enough to home to where it's like, that's got to count for something, right? You're going to have to win at this point. I wonder how much of it she has saved. She's just like, you know what?
No, I think she's used it all already. It's been a few years. So yeah, we're pretty past that, I think.
Like, I know her well. It's all gone. I absolutely love that. So make sure, for those of you that really want to partake in something that will help bring some money into the home, bingo is a great way to do that. Not to mention, who doesn't want to win $5,000, right? That is astronomical. And yet, definitely always welcome. So make sure you take advantage of that. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some really cool festivals that are just around the corner. Make sure you continue to keep it here. This is 105.9. And you are in the studio. Welcome back to some more of the Morning Buzz. We are here with Amber for the MWR. We're talking about some incredible classes that are taking place, some wonderful events that you really want to make yourself available for, whether it's learning how to perform maintenance on your vehicle or even putting a little extra money in your pocket. So you definitely want to make sure you're available to that. And last but certainly not least, I know we've got some other really exciting events that are coming up as well in the form of Autumn Fest. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, we're very excited about Autumn Fest this year. We're sad last year it got canceled. So some people haven't even seen this event. It's one of our big four, so we're really excited. But we're proud to host our Sigtoberfest and Autumn Fest fall festivals on NAS1 this year in the Midtown Courtyard. So these are free events, and they're open to all ages. Purchases may be made from vendors at the event, including Sigonella t-shirts and hats, Sigtoberfest commemorative steins at our info tent. We're going to have food booths and wine vendors and a beer tent and carnival rides, all of those kind of things. But entry is free, so you can come and hang out. There's going to be some kids zone inflatables both days, things like that. So Sigtoberfest is Oktoberfest themed on Friday, October 18th from 5 to 10 p.m. Open to U.S. military dependents, DoD civilians, contractors, NATO ID cardholders, and other employees of NASIG with access to NAS1 only that night. It's going to have a live German band, competitions and prizes, best dressed by the USO, so make sure you wear your Lederhosen, carnival rides, kids zone inflatables, food vendors, beer tent, like I said, all those awesome things, wine vendors from the Nex and more. So be sure to come out on Friday. And then on Saturday is our Autumn Fest event. We're going to do 4 to 10 p.m. And instructions for sponsoring guests on to the base was communicated by NAS Sigonella through the all hands message sent out on October 3rd. So for more information about that, please check into that and you can contact base security. But we're going to have our trunk or treat supported by the NEX. Any commands that are interested in providing a decorated trunk can reach out to the NEX directly to volunteer. And we're going to do a Halloween costume contest by the USO. Pony rides. There's a Birds of Prey entertainment experience, which is really cool. A fire performance, which we have had before a couple years ago, which was really awesome, and much more. So volunteers are needed for both days, and official LOAs will be provided. So if you're interested, please contact Jacob Miller. He's our community recreation director. His email's on our website and our Facebook page as well. No pets are allowed at these events, so please leave your furry family and friends at home. And also be sure to check out our page. We posted the parking lot closures. They start this Saturday, so just check that out. Make sure you're out of the parking lots that need to be out.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. And thank you so much for that, because I definitely needed that one.
Yes.
That announcement is very necessary.
We use a couple of them, so we need the CDC lot for the carnival rides, and so we need to start getting them down so we can get everything set up next week.
And no, that is great. You pretty much had me at the fire performers that are going to be in attendance.
Oh,
that
he's really wild. Cool. He's really cool. It's an awesome time.
I can't say that I've ever seen that in person, but from what I've seen, like in the movies or even on television, I'm like, man, that looks like the coolest opportunity to be a part of, be able to see that. It's just awesome. So, mm-hmm. No, that is incredible. And I cannot thank you enough for being here in the studio, providing us this information, because it is so needed. And one of the things that I've always just bothered me so much is when people say, oh, there's not enough to do. There's really nothing going on base. I'm like, you have no earthly idea what you're talking about. I'm like, MWR alone is enough to overwhelm you. There's so much to do for virtually anyone, whether you're an adventure seeker, if you prefer just kind of just be a little bit more mellow, there's a little something for everyone. So it's just really a matter of kind of seeking it out and getting involved.
Yes, ma'am.
So that I definitely love. But again, thank you so much for being here in the studio with us. If we have any questions, comments, concerns, if there's somebody that is interested in these events and they would like to reach out, how do they go about contacting MWR?
So I would say the best way to find out any information is, first of all, our preview magazine. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure you do. Either grab a copy, or you can get it on your phone. You can get it on our website. You can pretty much grab it anywhere. So there's all of our facilities, etc. but also our website. So people, I think, maybe forget about our website because we have the preview, but our website has every single thing too. So it's always on there. You can get all the details, information, directory information for all of our facilities so you can find out what phone number to call. It's also on the back of our preview as well. So you have all of the facility information, the hours, and the phone numbers. So yeah, call us, stop in anytime. We're always, someone's always open.
That's it. And that's actually very true. I love that so much. Again, thank you so much, Amber, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And for all of our listeners out there, this is a great opportunity to get involved. MWR has always got something going on, so there's nothing that they provide that you can't find some interest in. Make sure you continue to keep it here. We've got a lot more music coming and even some more entertaining news. You're listening to 105.9. That's AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. We'll